This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm glad to be here with you today. I have a very special guest, Michael Micheletti, talking about the many financial tools and services that are available to you. His passion is educating people and helping them solve their financial issues. Michael is Senior Director of Corporate Communications at Freedom Financial Network, who is responsible for the strategic communication planning, knowledge dissemination, and outreach to key consumer audiences. Welcome to the show, Michael. How are you doing today?
Thank you very much for having me. I am doing great today.
So good to hear. I loved hearing that. So let's talk a little bit about the story of how you came to what you're doing now.
Well, I used to be a reporter for a very, very long time. And what I used to do as a reporter and a journalist was really to focus on what I would consider, you know, major issues for consumers, for constituents, for people. And really, everything that I reported on was around infrastructure, education, healthcare, finance, housing, the things that sort of matter to almost every single person in the audience. And as my career went on, I was in the radio business. Radio took a hit, you know, in the mid 90s into the 2000s. And it was time to, as LeBron would say, take my talents elsewhere in my experience. So I ended up in corporate communications to help people still in the same way by educating consumers around those kind of key areas of education, finance, and healthcare.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Very good. So I know that you're very passionate about people knowing key things about finances. What do you think is the most important people mostly don't know about finances?
I think it's a great question. I think most people think they have some idea of how much they are in control of their finances, but financial wellness, financial health has certainly evolved for everyday people, Mari, because of the state of the world, the state of where we're at today. And that control that we've given up, per se, really limits our ability to move forward with our finances, within a class, even moving within a class itself. And I'll give you an example about how I think about this.
Okay.
So for many, many years, everyday people, we would write a check to your healthcare provider for your healthcare coverage. Or for some of us, if you're of my age, you may even have to have done your taxes. You wrote a check to the IRS once a quarter to better understand, hey, I had to pay the IRS this. All of that now has been automated, right? If you are a W-2 worker, you know, your health care gets taken out of your paycheck. Your taxes get taken out of your paycheck. What has happened here is that we kind of have given up control of our financial literacy on the basics, right? The things that drive cash in and cash out. And so in the spirit of what you're asking the question, like, it's what we don't know sometimes that is really at the detriment of our ability to move forward, right? And so when we go out and I talk on Freedom's behalf, it's always about clarity, transparency, and understanding your unique financial situation, because we're all unique, and our financial situation mirrors that. And we need to take that in stride as we think about financial wellness, financial literacy, when it comes to our ability to move forward in life.
That's an interesting answer. I never thought about that. And you're right. I'm old enough also to remember the days of the check writing, right? and I never even thought about it in that way. That control is really in our hands. Yeah.
It's about value, right? Understanding value. When you actually have to pay something and you're involved in the transaction, it changes your perception of the transaction. So if I have to pay $200 for my health care every month for me and my family, I'm probably going to be a little bit more invested in understanding what that dollar means to the healthcare provider, our opportunity to go to the doctor, these kinds of things. Once you remove that component to the equation, it somewhat loses its value. It's out of sight and it's out of mind.
Right. Absolutely. You know, like that leads me to thinking something that's so prevalent with people right now in these days is that we have so many automatic payments coming out of our accounts, whether it be Netflix or our car insurance or the massage place, mm-hmm. right? That we got this subscription or the gym. How do you think that impacts us?
I mean, I think that's an extension of what we just talked about, right? Is the automatic payment. While it's good to making sure that you're staying on top of your bills, let's not discount that. That's very, very important for that for a number of reasons, right? For folks to stay on top of their bills, very important. But once again, if you don't understand where your money is going because it's been automated, it makes it very difficult for you to budget effectively, right? And having a thoughtful and meaningful conversation with yourself, other folks in your family to go, hey, do we really need this gym membership? Do we really need Netflix, Hulu, and Disney Plus? Do we really need all those three because everything has been automated, right? And so one could probably argue that in the marketing of these products, these financial products, that there was some thought about if it's out of sight and out of mind for some of the subscription things, that people will just let it go, right? And now you've seen a proliferation of financial tools, things like Trim and others that go in and say, hey, you're spending money, Michael, foolishly on these three or four items. You should probably cut one of those or two of those. So we're layering technology on top of the decision-making process. And my point here is it's very simple. Be more involved in that money decision-making process. Don't let technology always dictate what that decision is.
That's good. I like that. In other words, use your head, use your intuition, think about things. Very nice. Very good. So so let's say somebody is having some financial issues, especially right now in the midst of this pandemic and so much financially is going on, so many people out of work, et cetera. What do you believe is the first step for a person who's finding themselves in a financial difficulty and they want a solution?
You have to talk about it. This is the most important thing that we at Freedom, we talk about is – you probably know this. You probably have had this on your show. You probably have had guests that talked about this, that talking about money, talking about finances in general is a very taboo thing in our culture today, right? But to have meaningful growth and understanding what your situation is, you need to talk about that to your friends, to your family, to a counselor, to a financial planner, whatever that is. That's your first step. Talking about it, getting a point of view, multiple points of view as you try to tackle this problem that you have. It's, you know, we often have this sort of idea, Mari, of if you don't, what you don't know, you don't know. Well, thankfully with, you know, the internet and with the opportunity to research solutions and these kinds of things, you can do some of that work on your own, right? You can self-serve, if you will, but nothing can replace experience. Nothing can replace that, right? Of having someone that has gone through something similar to you, right? Mm-hmm. We're all unique. But if you can come across a mentor, someone that you can talk to, better understand the situation that you're in because you're having meaningful conversations around your money, around your finances, where you are to that today and where you want to be in the future, you have to talk about that. And that's always my first sort of rule of thumb is have a meaningful conversation about the situation you're in to start that process to get you on that path forward.
Wow. And it's something that's hard to face. We don't want to admit that we're having problems. It's like, you know, they talk about the ostrich sticking his head in the sand, which an ostrich doesn't do. But, you know, just like if I don't think about it, it's not really happening, right? If I don't talk about it, it's definitely not really happening.
Well, unfortunately, we're combating human behavior here, right? Many of us. I mean, I'm gonna raise my hand right now. I hate going to the dentist. I hate going to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I detest it. I don't like doing it, right? But once again, if it wasn't for my wife who prods and pokes me to go, you have to go, you have to go, you have to go. We're having that conversation. You have to do these certain things to make sure that you're well and your finances falls into that category, right? There are certain things that we need to do to take stock, an audit of what is going on in your life financially to make sure that you can move forward. So human behavior kind of puts us in that box. And I'm raising my hand right now saying, yes, I do those things too. But you always have to think about the big picture, right? And if where you want to be requires you to, hey, I got to go have my yearly physical. I need to have a yearly physical when it comes to my finances. You need to do these things, because if you don't do them, it's very, very difficult to crawl out of that hole that you've created for yourself.
Okay. What do you think happens to a person when they finally do this? Now they are coming to terms, really, is the word that comes to me. They're coming to terms with what the situation really is. What happens in their mind? How does this help them?
So for everyday people that have, you know, experienced some financial trauma, whatever that looks like, right? And as they slowly but surely extricate themselves from the situation they're in, what you hope for them is that the lesson, quote unquote, has been learned, meaning what got them into that, into the situation that they're in, let's not repeat that. Now, for many, many people, especially during this time and even going into COVID and the recession, that for many people, it wasn't a simple matter of like they made a fundamental financial mistake. Something out of their control triggered the situation, right? They were already living maybe paycheck to paycheck, didn't have enough savings. They were making ends meet, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when an emergency happens, unexpected medical bills, a divorce, a global pandemic and a recession shows up, this is what we try to sort of build foundations together with savings and planning for a rainy day and these kinds of things. So for many, many people, they were never at fault in the situation they were in because something was out of their control. They lost their job, right? And part of that, when we talked about earlier about having those conversations, right? When we're in that moment, you feel deflated, you feel lost, you have depression, you have anxiety over the situation. It's not just you sometimes that is in the moment. It's you, it's your family, it's the opportunity to make sure that you can put food on a table. And I have countless stories from our clients at Freedom Financial Network that this is what they go through. And so, you know, as what I do for a living, as education and being supportive is very important component to that. But what's more important is being there to listen and to make sure people understand you're not the only person that is going through this particular hardship right now. Thousands of other people have somewhat similar situations, right? And they've all been able to claw their way out with the right support, with the right guidance, with the right financial tools. The most important thing, though, is it's not going to be an easy fix, right? I think at the end of the day, when people look at some of the solutions that are out there, Mari, it took a long time to get into the situation that you're in. It's probably going to take you a little bit of time to get out. And there's no easy fix, right? There's no cookie cutter solution. And if you go into that agenda to move yourself forward, knowing that it's not going to be easy, it's going to be a little bit hard, but the goals and aspirations that you have, they are attainable. You'll be able to get there.
Right. Very good. I love that. I love that because there's a positive note here. It's not all doom and gloom, and that's fantastic. You know, we're going to take a quick break now to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Michael a question, just call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
New York, 1971. After surviving an assassination attempt on my life, I created another alias, Bulletproof. The mafia lifestyle can get messy when you start an all-out war on the mob. You know that movie, The Godfather? while I'm living it. Let's just say robbing a mob's money drop sets the whole war in motion. This thrilling killer series, Killer with a Heart, Killer with Three Heads, and coming soon, Killer with Black Blood by J.L. Hill, keeps your blood pumping. Get these urban crime fictions from Amazon or RockHillPublishing.com.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
So you want your business to reach its potential? Is your technology supporting your growth or holding you back? Through business management coaching, real-time collaboration, and customized solutions, Mindcore can help leading companies take back control of their technology, streamline their business, and outperform their competition. Visit our website at mind-core.com to learn why 500-plus business leaders trust Mindcore for transforming their collaboration, cybersecurity, and cloud computing. That's mind-core.com.
Are you ready for more? Ready to make a change but not sure what steps to take? Dr. Tracy, a certified executive coach with proven results, can help. If you're frustrated, unmotivated, feeling stuck, or out of place, Dr. Tracy will help you break through to the next level. Stop believing this is all there is and know there's more for you. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation. You are ready. Text COACHME to 833-372-4369 for a free consultation.
We're back on Data Bureau Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Mike Bongeletti, talking about the many financial tools and services that are available to help you. So we've been talking about it not being an easy fix. Like you say, there's no easy fix, like winning the lottery, right? That would be an easy fix.
Mm-hmm.
It takes work. Sometimes it takes hard work, but it's absolutely doable. So given that, can anyone get back on track with their finances if they have the desire to do so?
I absolutely believe that, yes. And they can do it on their own. There's many, many ways to sort of what I would consider self-serve, right? You can do this on your own. Many, many financial tools out there. But if you're someone that's looking to, if you need that help, you need support, Mari, to help guide you through those initial stages of getting yourself back on your feet, getting yourself in the path to move forward. You need to understand that the lending financial ecosystem is vast, right? We sort of just talked about this earlier, right? With certain kind of tools out there to better manage the subscription services that you have, right? There are so many tools today that you may or may not be aware of to help you on these little small points in the journey to get you forward on that path to financial wellness. So, you know, depending on your situation, if you have tremendous amounts of unsecured debt or whatnot, you need to look at what those tools are like, right? And maybe we'll kind of go through how I sort of break these things up, Mari. So if you're a financially distressed consumer, you have, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 in unsecured debt. That means debt that's not tied to your mortgage or your auto loan. You have to take a look at that. You have to look at your household financial situation, right? What's your spend on your necessities, your day-to-day expenses like groceries, transportation, gasoline, these kinds of things. And then look at that dollar amount of unsecured debt that's racking up debt, right, based off of those interests of 20, 25, 30% month over month. You have to look at that long and hard and say, how long is this going to take me? Am I only making my minimum payments on these credit cards or these personal loans that I have? And make a determination, and there are tons of calculators, tons of tools online about this, to take a look and say, this is where I'm at today. These, in my left column, these are my everyday expenses. I need to put food on the table for my family. I need to make sure that they have health care. I have all these line items that are necessities. And then I have my credit cards. I have my personal loans. I have these other items that may be too far out of reach. They could be too far. So you have to take a look at a variety of these programs that are out there to say, maybe I need to go talk to a credit counselor, right? I need to better understand my credit situation, that extension of credit that was given to me, and am I ever going to be able to pay this back in my lifetime? So there's credit counseling, which credit counselors can help with certain creditors and lenders to reduce, we'll say, some of the fees, overage charges, even in some cases, interest rates, where they can lower that interest rate meaningfully enough for you that allows you to catch up with those payments, right? To get out in front of that particular debt or debts that you have. If you have too much debt, then you have to look at a few other programs that are out there. Debt settlement would be another one where maybe you need to have that debt meaningfully negotiated down, maybe 30, 40, 50%. You have ability to pay. You just can't pay it all back. So debt settlement could be another program for you to look at. Both of those that I just described are difficult, right? It's a 3, 4, 5 year program. Get yourself out of the situation you're in, because they're going to look at what I described earlier, your everyday expenses, the money and cash you need to have on hand to make sure you can make ends meet, feed yourself, et cetera, while still at the same time managing that debt burden that you have right now. If those two are not going to work for you, then you should be looking at something like bankruptcy. And I'll quickly go into this. So bankruptcy comes with the stigma, obviously, that somehow you have failed. But for millions of Americans, depending on the financial situation that you're in, the financial hardship, the personal hardship that that's happened to you, Chapter 7 or Chapter 13 could work for you, right? Chapter 7, a little bit more difficult to qualify for that. But Chapter 7 is what we would consider sort of a clean slate. You get to start over. Comes with credit impact, obviously, and it's difficult to qualify for, but for many, many people, that is a viable option. Chapter 13 is similarly structured to how debt settlement, meaning there's going to be a reduction in the debt that you owe to the creditor or lender, but even Chapter 13 is a 3 or 5 year process to pay all those debts back. So by no means easy. So, you know, what I've just described, though, is probably at least two of the three. Most people have a concept of bankruptcy and what they've been told or heard, but there are 3 to 4 programs there for folks that are financially stressed, that have a significant debt burden, that they can look at. And you can look at those and slot them appropriately based off of your financial situation.
Very nice. I love that. You can bring so much great information here, Michael. Different kinds of bankruptcies. I didn't even know it was available to the regular person. I thought some were just for businesses, et cetera. So that's really great. Yep. So what, how does a person decide, what does a person need to do to decide, yes, I want to talk to somebody. Maybe I need to talk to a credit counselor, or maybe I need to talk to whatever, or maybe I need to even research on the internet, how do we get out of this mess that I'm in?
So we talked about it earlier. You got to start with having that conversation. So, but once you get beyond that and realizing that, yes, I have a situation that's going to be very difficult to get myself out of, right, is, you know, research is key. You have to educate yourself. And, you know, at no point in time has a consumer had the wealth of information available to them, right? And I cannot impress upon people enough here. There are no cookie cutter solutions, right? And it somewhat annoys me to no end to see some of the headlines in sort of traditional media about people paying off hundreds of thousands of dollars in 5 or 6 months and these kinds of things, because it's unrealistic. It sets a bad expectation for people like you and me that have been there, that have had a struggle to say, there's no way you're paying off $100,000 in debt in 5 months. That's unrealistic, and you're setting all consumers up for failure thinking that that is the goal. It's not, right? This is about, to me, I'm an incremental win kind of guy. Small, meaningful improvements, week over week, month over month, quarter over quarter, year over year. What you need to see, and most of us, we all exist in this way, is like, we like wins. We like to see positive momentum. We like to see growth for ourselves, for our family. And when you see that, that creates like a sustained environment for winning, to grow. And if you're seeing yourself meaningfully pay down your debts, or you've enlisted the help of a credit counselor or a debt settlement provider to help you pay down your debts and get back in control, those wins, it's not just the debt that you're paying down. Other things start to flower and grow around you, right? You start to feel better about yourself. That anxiety, that stress, all of a sudden, all of that goes away. You're more in control of your life. You're more in control of the relationships that you have. So while you enter the conversation, you enter this sort of opportunity to get on a path forward, and you have the singular focus of, I need to manage my debt problem or my financial situation. Everything is connected together. And you will see, once you start to have those small incremental wins, you'll start to see other parts of your life start to blossom and grow.
Yeah, so true. I love that, because it affects every part of your life. And once you begin to be more confident that you're taking care of your finances, it may take a while, but like you're saying, you're seeing the successes, even the little successes. That's fantastic.
Yep.
So let's talk for a minute about how to get a hold of you how a listener gets a hold of you.
Well, I appreciate you having me on give me a few minutes to talk to your audience about trying to get better every day, right? So Freedom Financial Network, you know, we provide a suite of solutions for everyday people, and we typically help people that are financially indebted, meaning they have unmanageable amounts of debt, and we have a suite of solutions that range from home equity lines of credit to personal loans to debt consolidation loans to debt settlement as well. Freedomfinancialnetwork.com is our website. You know, if you're experiencing financial distress right now because of the recession, because of COVID, or you just want to learn more about how we help people, you know, our mission as a company is to empower everyday Americans to move forward towards a better financial future. And I can't think of a better way to sort of end the show today then with that sentiment, right? It's like, I think all of us need a little bit of hope, a little bit of that drive as we hopefully exit this recession and the pandemic with hope, right? And to get to that point for hope for people, it really sometimes means to take control of their finances and what that interaction of their finances and their life really means to them right now.
I love it. You know, ending it on a positive note, you know, things are difficult for many, many people, not just Americans, but all around the world. Is there one last thing you'd like to say to a listener to encourage them during these times? You have like less than 2 minutes left.
Yeah, I would say, you know, hope, we just kind of touched on that, but, you know, be vigilant, be smart, think about where you want to be at, right? At no point in time has a consumer, everyday people like you and me, have the opportunity to move ourselves forward. We've almost been granted a bit of a reset, right? Because of the lull in the economy and the lull in everything that's gone on. We have the opportunity to sit and think about what is going on in our lives, right? The normal hustle and bustle hasn't existed for many, many of us for months on end, right? So take the moment to reset, to think a little bit more critically about where you want to be, and take the moment, because these things don't typically happen within a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you so much, Michael, today. So many encouraging things you've said to the listener. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Make sure to catch us next time. Oh, and make sure to spread this. The replay of this will be available right after. Spread it on to your friends, to your family, to people you love that might need these financial tools. Bye for now, and catch us next time.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.